Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
This is Money Talking from WNYC. Good morning. I'm Charlie Herman. I'm joined today by our regular contributors, Joan Osaer with The New York Times and Rana Faruhar with Time Magazine. And later today, President Obama will announce guidelines that will limit just how the National Security Agency can conduct surveillance both here in the U.S. and abroad. It includes everything from how the agency monitors Americans' phone records to the possible creation of a public advocate to represent privacy concerns before the Secret Intelligence Court. Now, the president is also expected to ask Congress to weigh in on some of the toughest choices when it comes to balancing national security and privacy. Then, next week, several leaders in the tech industry will take center stage at the World Economic Forum in Davos, Switzerland. And Rana, you're actually traveling there this weekend. Is there a connection between these two events?
I think there is. I mean, I think that what we're seeing is that data is at the heart of really almost every major story right now, from security to the economic story to privacy. And I think that you're seeing this sort of merging of the tech industry with government and who's coming out on top. That's the question. What I'm noticing in the panels at Davos that I'm seeing the agenda for is that the tech leaders are there to really plead their case. You know, they're on the defensive in some ways around issues like privacy and also the way in which technology has blown up the business model in so many different industries and in some cases caused destruction of jobs in the middle. And they're there to really say, hey, you know, we're actually going to make your life better. We're going to offer up all these great new products and services, and we're going to create some jobs at the same time.
You know, the NSA issue has really been bad for business. If you're Facebook, Google, Twitter, et cetera. First of all, they want international participation. And the idea that the NSA, even if they stop snooping on Americans, will be able to snoop on the rest of the world doesn't help. Second of all, it kind of brings out into the open a little more the degree to which the Facebooks and Googles of the world are also invading your privacy. They're just doing it for a somewhat different reason, which is to make money so that they can put ads in front of you that you'll want.
And I think that, you know, on that point, actually, it's interesting because lately, And I will stress the late part of that, you've seen tech leaders coming out and saying, yeah, we should have tougher privacy rules and, you know, kind of trying to get behind the average consumer.
But tougher privacy rules on how the government is getting the data from us, not on how we get the data.
That's right. I think that what you're not seeing is them saying, you know what, we need to fundamentally rethink our business model.
But here's a concern. So we're really worried about what's happening in Silicon Valley. But should our concern be placed more in places like, Target?
Well, it certainly should be as much. The Target breach, which we learned about last month, is really extraordinary.
We're talking about 70 yes. million shoppers or so, and their names, their mailing addresses, phone numbers, email addresses, just hacked.
And the people who are doing this, the bad guys, they're just very sophisticated, and they had this malware, as it's called, inside Target for 6 months before they decided to maneuver it, get around all the antivirus software, get it at the point of sale, so that when the customer put the credit card through the machine, the bad guys had the information at that moment.
But so whose fault is that? Is that, you know, the consumer should be more aware of what's going on, or is that the companies really aren't taking privacy as much as they should?
You know, I think that we're at the beginning of these rules and these laws, and there's a lot of fine print. I mean, just look at the settlement actually this same week with Apple. They had a settlement, $36 million settlement with the Federal Trade Commission, because a lot of kids were going online and downloading a lot of stuff onto their iPads. You know, in some cases, thousands of dollars worth of things were showing up on their parents' credit cards.
Is somebody we know got that?
My 7-year-old's device was taken at one point earlier this year. You know, and this is all because somebody doesn't check a box. Well, how many of us read the reams of small print at the end of these disclosures?
Okay, let's connect the two things, the data breach at Target and what you were talking about, Rana, that everything is about data. If you combine those two together, should we really be worried that hackers are going to be able to get a lot of personal information, or perhaps even be able to get into your home and start turning off the lights, or, you know.
Well, right now, we absolutely should be worried about hackers breaking into companies, retail companies. It's a big problem. There's a big industry in Russia and elsewhere that basically sells credit card information. It is a very worrisome thing, and the industry it's not the consumer's fault. The industry needs to change. They need to go to encryption. They need to go to chip cards instead of Magna stripes on the back of credit cards.
But when you see Target announce that they're putting money towards education,
that's PR. That's purely PR. They're saying, dear customer, you need to guard your data carefully, but it's not your fault, dear customer. It's their fault.
Well, my question is, if the companies can't get the privacy issue right, will that have an effect on their bottom line at some point? If they don't address it now, that down the road it's going to have an impact.
Well, Target's breach was disclosed on December 15th. In the next 2 weeks, their Christmas sales were down 2.5%, and the stock was down significantly. So the answer is, it's just now starting to have an effect on business and the bottom line. And, you know, that's another thing that could cause change. If you start to lose business over these concerns, you will change.
But I guess part of the problem for a lot of tech companies is their whole business model is based on getting your personal information. It's all about
that's right.
getting you to
disclose
your privacy.
That's exactly right. And that is the dilemma. If you're Facebook, Google, Twitter at all, you're totally reliant on advertising. And for advertising, you're totally reliant on getting people's data and giving it to advertisers.
So let's take a look at some of the stories that we're paying attention maybe in the next week or so. Rana, what's on your radar?
Well, so as you mentioned, I'm going to be in Davos. And, you know, aside from big data and technology, one of the real themes I see emerging already is this idea of America being back on top economically. It's a sort of an interesting flip because it's happening at a time when politically America is actually not on top and there are a lot of old alliances that are fracturing. Yet this country is going to grow almost as fast as the world economy as a whole, which is the first time that this has happened in many years. And it'll be interesting to see how that divide plays out.
Joe, what are you watching?
Well, I am not going to be at Davos, and, and therefore, I'm worried about whether the end is nigh for American Idol.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Man.
You know, its 13th season is about to start, and one of its three main sponsors, AT&T, has pulled out. The second of its two main other remaining sponsors, Coca-Cola, has gone from $30 million investing in it to less than $10 million. So usually that means that the show isn't getting the numbers it used to. It isn't getting the age brackets it used to. And, you know, every show, no matter how hot, eventually peters out. And, you know, I'm just saying.
Well, we'll be watching those stories and all the week's financial news at WNYC.org/business. You can take this program with you as a podcast available on iTunes. Rana Fruhar with Time Magazine, Jonah Serra with The New York Times. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I'm Charlie Herman. This is Money Talking from WNYC.